I'm Andy Barker. I'm a photographic artist based in the UK, and I've been photographing marine plastic debris for the past 10 years. I work alongside scientists to raise awareness about the issue in the world's oceans and highlight the harmful effect on marine life and ultimately ourselves.
And how did you come to do this work?
I think it's really personal experience. I'm from Hull, which is on the east coast of England, and I spent quite a lot of time on beaches as a child, as everyone does, collecting natural objects and pieces of glass and things like that. And over the years, when I returned to Hull to visit my parents, I revisited those beaches and just realised that, you know, from about 15 years ago, that rubbish was washing up on the beaches, especially plastic. And I was collecting less natural objects and just looking at the amount of things that were washing up on the shoreline. You know, there was one particular weekend I went back to Hull and we walked on a nature reserve on the mouth of the Humber. And there was a fridge freezer, a children's car seat, the casing of a computer and lots of really large objects that I'd never sort of noticed before. And I just wondered if other people knew this was happening, and you know, that kind of made me think about that I ought to do something about it and try and let people know that maybe don't visit the beach and maybe that live inland and sort of don't see these sorts of things.
And am I right in thinking you started out by taking just the photos literally of the rubbish on the beach, but it wasn't quite having the impact that you were hoping for?
Yes, I tried to make them, you know, artistically interesting as possible, but yeah, they were documentary style photographs and they were just literally as the plastic was washed up and found on the shoreline, but I just realized that people didn't really connect very much with them. They, you know, they were kind of like shocked and, you know, they sort of made comments, but it didn't hold a long-lasting connection and engagement. And I realized that I had to do more. I had to try and make them more interesting in some way to sort of hold the viewer's attention and then maybe get them to question what they're looking at.
So what did you do? What did you change to be able to do that?
Well, I took the plastic objects that were on the shoreline back home to the studio, and I laid them on black velvet and photographed them out of context. So essentially they're not in the place they were found. They were kind of taken away and they're almost given this kind of significance by being highlighted and surrounded by black. You know, it's been given them a kind of a bit more prominence. And by photographing like many in a group together, they started to look like they were actually suspended, which is the kind of an idea I wanted to, you know, kind of evoke, that they were all suspended in the ocean, which is where they'd come from. So this kind of random arrangement and scattering on the black background led to this kind of illusion of them sort of swirling and floating around in the water. I want to make something eye-catching and attractive to the viewer so that they'll look at the image and then read the caption and find out what's happening. But the main idea is to make a pleasing and you know, a beautiful sort of aesthetically pleasing image, because I think if people see something that's really attractive, they're more inclined to have a look at it and find out what it represents. So it's actually an on purpose that I create these beautiful images to then give an almost stab in the back, this kind of shock as to what it represents and what things are actually floating in the sea.
Where is this work taken you? You've been on quite a few travels with it. You've gone across, well, you can talk about it, but the North Pacific, is that right, on a trip out?
Yes,
there.
I have. I've been really very lucky to have traveled on three significant expeditions. I was lucky enough to be awarded the Royal Photographic Society environmental bursary, and that was used for an expedition that sailed from Tokyo to Hawaii, which was across the tsunami debris field as a result of the Japanese tsunami.
And then personally, what's it done for you? You know, just in yourself, you started this journey as a youngster on the beach and noticing all of these things. And then where's it taken you?
It's taken me to one of the most remote places on the planet last year, which was Henderson Island. This is a place which is more than 5,000 kilometres from the nearest major landmass and also one of the most plastic polluted beaches on the planet. So to have had the opportunity to go somewhere like this alongside sort of cutting edge scientists is something that I never, ever could have imagined when I even first started doing the work. So that's the practical side in terms of travel. But just having the opportunity to be able to inform people about what's going on in parts of the world that they might not be able to get to.
Do you have any worries, you know, with this pandemic? The onus is being put, I guess, with either single-use masks and the fact that we can't, people seem to have gone backwards on using refillable cups and things like this. It just, are you worried at all that there's going to be any, it's going backwards in some of the work, in some of the steps that have happened? We're now going to go back a little bit because of this, because we are all worried about, you know, the spreading of the germs and things. So I've certainly seen that in pubs and cafes. It's all plastic again.
It is a worry. I mean, as you say, you know, things have taken a small step back. I'd like to maybe just see it as a pause rather than a step back. And I hope that people will soon realise that, you know, you can still use your reusable bag, and hopefully, you know, things will become more transparent in terms of the knowledge we have about the virus, and that reusable cups will then come back in. And I think people are just nervous at the moment because there's so many unknowns about how it can be transmitted. And of course, you know, the necessary precautions are needed. But once, you know, we move on, hopefully these things are going to change. But I mean, at the moment we can use reusable cloth masks that we can wash. We can use reusable gloves. So if people can do that, that's something, you know, at this time of worry that we can, you know, still not add to the plastic problem.
What's your mission with this? What are you hoping to see to happen as a result of the work that you do?
What I want to happen with my work is I want people to obviously be attracted to the work, to look at it, to be educated, to be informed about what's going on, because it's often really hard to find out actually what's going on. And, you know, new things about plastics have come on board in the last couple of years, you know, especially now about clothing and how, you know, a huge percentage of clothing is actually made from synthetics, you know, from acrylics and polyesters. And these small microscopic fibers now are escaping washing machines, waste treatment works, and they're ending up in the sea that fish are eating. And if I can produce work that, you know, lets people know about those things that they might not normally have read, then that's my aim. And then hopefully people feel so strongly they want to do something about it, that, you know, they may refuse then to buy synthetic clothing and just stick to cottons and things that, you know, are more sustainable and don't affect the environment. The same with single-use packaging, you know, it's not necessary to wrap everything in single-use packaging. And if they refuse that at the supermarket and they buy, you know, for example, the vegetables and fruits, you know, singly and without any packaging, then these things aren't going to be continually produced and there'll be less of a demand for it. And, you know, this will reduce the amount of plastic that's being created. You know, people often ask me, what can they do? You know, and some people just want to clean up the beaches. Some people might sign something online and some people might want to go further. So if it stimulates, you know, a kind of a desire in people, and a shock that they actually want to do something about the planet and, you know, the ocean environments, then that's really all I want to do.